The Villa of Maxentius, one of the most suggestive archaeological areas of the Roman countryside, extends between the second and third miles of the Via Appia Antica and consists of three main buildings: the place, the circus, and a dynastic mausoleum. The mausoleum of Romulus, built in the 4th century AC, is one of the tombs that only a few members of society could afford. Dedicated to the Emperor Maxentius, Son died at the only 9 years. He was then transformed into a dynastic tomb, accepting the remains of the whole imperial family. The mausoleum had two floors and must have the appearance of a small pantheon covered by a dome and presented by a colonnade. On the lower floor, there was a circular plain, and in the present the crypt for the sarcophagi, and on the upper floor. No longer preserved there was the cell for the cult of the emperor. The residential district is the result of the transformation of an ancient rustic villa of the late Republican age, to which followed the adaptations in the Julio-Claudian age, up to the radical transformation by Herodes Atticus, which incorporated it into its huge villa. The last phase was that of Maxentius, which in the years around 310 AD, he transformed the villa into an imperial residence by opening a new monumental entrance and adding a circus and a mausoleum. The villa stood on a raised and adapted with the terracing. Of the building are recognizable various environments arranged to the size of a large apsidal, used as an environment for the public meetings and ceremonies. In front of the hall there are few remains of an atrium, and to the east the entrance, monumental to the place. The circus of Maxentius stretches in the valley for about 520 meters. On the western side of three floors, there were the characters rooms enclosed by bars, and at their opening departed chariots for the races, while the triumphal door opened to the east on the curved sides of the monument.